If you don't know anything about me from my other books, my blog, or the TED videos that have gone viral online, let me catch you up. If, on the other hand, you're already a little queasy from the mention of a therapist, skip this chapter entirely and go straight to the appendix about my research process. I've spent my entire life trying to outrun and outsmart vulnerability. I'm a fifth-generation Texan with a family motto of lock and load, so I come by my aversion to uncertainty and emotional exposure honestly and genetically. By middle school, which is the time when most of us begin to wrestle with vulnerability, I began to develop and hone my vulnerability avoidance skills. Over time, I tried everything from the good girl with my perform, perfect, please routine to clove-smoking poet, angry activist, corporate climber, and out-of-control party girl. At first glance, these may seem like reasonable, if not predictable, developmental stages, but they were more than that for me. All of my stages were different suits of armor that kept me from becoming too engaged and too vulnerable. Each strategy was built on the same premise: keep everyone at a safe distance and always have an exit strategy. Along with my fear of vulnerability, I also inherited a huge heart and ready empathy. So, in my late 20s, I left a management position at AT&T, got a job waiting tables and bartending, and went back to school to become a social worker. When I met with my boss at AT&T to resign, I'll never forget her response. "Let me guess, you're leaving to become a social worker or an MTV VJ on Headbangers Ball?" Like many of the folks drawn to social work, I liked the idea of fixing people and systems. By the time I was done with my bachelor's degree, BSW, and was finishing my master's degree, MSW, though, I had realized that social work wasn't about fixing. It was, and is, all about contextualizing and leaning in. Social work is all about leaning into the discomfort of ambiguity and uncertainty and holding open an empathic space so people can find their own way. In a word, messy. As I struggled to figure out how I could ever make a career in social work actually work, I was riveted by a statement from one of my research professors. "If you can't measure it, it doesn't exist." He explained that unlike our other classes in the program, research was all about prediction and control. I was smitten. "You mean that rather than leaning and holding, I could spend my career predicting and controlling?" I had found my calling.